Have you ever heard of glyphosate-resistant weeds? With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Glyphosate is often used to control weeds, but there are times when using glyphosate repeatedly can be counterproductive. Wheat plant resistant to glyphosate herbicide have been discovered in Washington State for the third time since the development of glyphosate-resistant wheat was scrapped back in 2013. Monty Anderson is with Bayer and explains.
Wheat fallow wheat growers are usually in a low precipitation zone, and they got to conserve moisture, and glyphosate isn't a very effective tool to control weeds without disturbing the soil. So if you use it in a chemical fallow where you're spraying only glyphosate throughout the season, which could be three or four times, you're hitting it with the same mechanism or mode of action. By doing that, you're only giving one look to the weeds, one way of controlling them, and that's led to resistance on a number of species. We no longer can rely on glyphosate only. We need to add another mode or mechanism of action to ensure that you're getting good results, because again, you can't afford to make additional applications in fallow. You're not getting a crop that year, and you want to control the weeds in the fallow period, conserve the moisture so that the winter wheat can benefit.
Once again, that's Monty Anderson with Bayer. You can learn more at cerealexpert.com. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow label directions.